Are you on?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you're listening to...
Well, let's figure. Can talk again, honey.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Let me figure out what's wrong. Okay, now go.
Hello.
Now you can say the pledge.
All right. You're listening to the Air of the Time. I'm Phil.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm sorry. After hooking all this stuff up, I had to hook it up different than normally, and so I'm not used to the new way it is. So I apologize for messing up your intro to the broadcast.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Let's go to Phoenix, folks, for the Metal Report. Good evening, Frank.
Evening, Bill. How've you been doing?
Pretty good.
How long? I've had an opportunity to do this.
Well, this is going to be your last Metal Report for a while. We're going off WWCR Friday night, and we haven't got another shortwave broadcaster yet, but we will have.
Yeah, but you are going to be going on satellite, right?
Oh, yes, we'll stay on satellite. We'll just be broadcasting 2 hours earlier on the same satellite, and we will be going to a new satellite, which will be a much better satellite, sometime within the next 1 to 3 months. And we'll let everybody know on satellite when that's going to be and how to retune to that satellite and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, just keep us up to date, Bill, because they're going to be calling us wanting to know.
Oh, yeah. We're also going to be, aired across the country on, we're building our own network of low-power FM stations. And we're going to hire someone to promote this broadcast to regular establishment AM and FM broadcast stations as free programming.
Good. Good. I hope it all works out. That'll get the message out to even more people. And that's the important thing. You want to deal with the bickering that you've been describing that goes on at WWCR.
Oh, well... right after you get through with your Metal Report, I've got some things to say about WWCR and some of their manipulations. Go ahead.
Well, basically, we need to back up a little bit. Back on July 10th in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article, just a real small article, but it was real indicative of where we're going. Insider sell-off. Talked about people that owned the companies, ran companies, those that held more than 10% of a company's stock, sold their company shares in record numbers. 5 days later, on July 15th, we had, for all intents and purposes, end of the bull market. We had record volume, just a massive amount of volume trading shares. We had the 161-point drop. And, you know, combined with what we know the insider selling and the rest of the things that we've been talking about, from a technical standpoint, a lot of the experts track that and are saying, that's it, that's the end. 22-year bull market runs don't end overnight, however. So we anticipate to see a churning action continue, which is pretty much what we've been doing. We saw a 65-point drop a day on the Dow. We anticipate, you know, further, you know, that'll make some ground and it'll lose and it'll make and it'll lose until that point in time where it just starts taking a major dump. Last time we saw a serious lengthy market top, we saw a very quick straight line drop from basically September on to the end of the year. So if that's any indication, we got some problems ahead in big ones with that. So if people have made their changes, you know, just trust us. This is the end, okay? For all intents and purposes, the end. If you've lost money, you ain't going to make it up. You need to get out of the market now. And you need to get into gold. Gold's been building a solid foundation again, working its way, you know, just chugging away, working its way back up. It was down to 383 for a while. Now we're back up to 389. And it's just holding real steady, and it's working its way up in nice, solid intervals. So people really need to get this stuff done. There's a lot of people that are still sitting on the fence, and I just can't figure it out. Despite all the experts, despite all the facts and figures, they're still sitting there. Thinking they're, you know, the only thing I think of right now is greed. Greed keeps them in the stock market, and, you know, the possible aspect of paying capital gains. Well, I'd rather take capital gains on profit than lose my principal. And right now we're at a position where people are going to be losing principal. And that pretty much sums up where we're at with the marketplace right now.
Okay. Is there a new newsletter yet?
No, not a new newsletter, but Craig has compiled something that, truthfully, is excellent. It's kind of outlining from a Christian point of view, Craig's personal philosophy, and where he thinks business should be operated, and money. It's just a real broad-based thing. It's called True Wealth, and it's very well done. And if y'all would like to get a copy of that, just give us a holler and request True Wealth. Craig really outdone himself with this one.
Great. Anything else you want to tell the listening audience?
Certainly. Since it's going to be a little bit before we can do anything like this, there's several things. First off, night vision. If you're up against an opponent with night vision, keep in mind that with passive systems, if you're camouflaged during the day, you're pretty much going to be camouflaged at night. Try to stay in the shadows, and it won't see you. You won't be visible. And if you don't have shadows to work with, then if you're in the open, just move very, very slowly and with proper camouflage, you're basically going to be invisible. And something that I've been bothering me for a long, long time, M1 Abrams tank. Well, I found out some things about the M1 Abrams tank, and somebody really should call the Department of Defense and complain on this one. Okay, turbine engine. Well, that's all fine and dandy. Get a whole lot of power for, you know, less weight. But did you realize that if somebody was behind an M1 Abrams tank and put rounds into the engine compartment up, you know, through the louvers, so the louvers are real heavy, so you'd have to angle it properly, that you would hit the turbine blades and that would break and bend them, and that engine would automatically shut down? Somebody like that. Somebody needs to complain about that.
So the taxpayers have wasted a lot of money on that tank.
All right. Let me tell you about some more things that they wasted money on. Okay?
Yes, please do.
Engine, the fire suppression system is Halon. Are you familiar with Halon? It basically pushes all the oxygen out. Okay? It doesn't put out foam. It doesn't put out water. It puts out a gas, an inert gas, that pushes the oxygen out. Well, there's a sensor in the engine compartment that's tied to the entire system. There's no oxygen bottles in those tanks either. So if there's a flash in the engine compartment, say like somebody were to throw a Molotov cocktail in there, the Halon system would kick in. This is the driver, the gunner, the commander. They've got 15 seconds to get out before they start suffocating. That's how efficient the fire suppression system is.
Who designed these tanks?
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember. I believe it was a joint effort with FMC and a couple other large industrial military firms.
Sounds like communists.
Well, yeah, and then there's the plastic, okay? The end caps, the road wheels are held on by bearings, like any other wheel is held onto a vehicle. So the end caps, to hold the grease in place, they're made out of Kevlar. They're supposed to withstand 50 cal bullet hits. Well, they don't. They break on a routine basis. And if they were broken, say somebody bumped into them or hit them with a hammer or whatever, and they didn't have spares, that tank would go about 100 miles before the bearings burned up. It's despicable, Bill. I just all that tax money. I mean, in a tank-to-tank encounter, that thing's awesome. But in a city environment, like what the Russians are dealing with in Chechnya, that thing's a death trap. And I don't know, somebody really ought to write a congressman about all these things.
Yeah, you know, I never knew much about tanks, and I never was in the Army or around tanks, but I knew one thing, even as a young man, that you were never going to get me inside one of those things. And when I went to Vietnam and saw how many armored vehicles were destroyed by the Viet Cong, just piled up in a big pile, a big, huge graveyard for armored personnel carriers and tanks by our base camp, which was Quaviet up near the DMZ, I thought and still think that anybody that will get in those things deserves a Congressional Medal of Honor before they even leave.
Especially if they're going into firefights. But again, in a tank-to-tank encounter, the thing is absolutely awesome. It's something to behold. But in an environment like in Vietnam or like the Russians are dealing with, like I said, in Chechnya, it's a problem. It's a death trap.
And Afghanistan.
And that too. Because if you can get close to it, you can shut it down very easily.
Yeah.
Very easily. But it's out in its terrain that it was designed for. It's, moving at 65 miles an hour plus. Boy, you're hard-pressed to do anything about it. But, in any other type of environment, boy, I said, all that money.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to your congressman. That's all I can say.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Well, good luck getting back on the air. Swiss America is going to be behind you. I'm 100%.
Oh, we're not worried about it. Every time somebody has gotten my way or said I couldn't do something, I've done it better and faster and bigger than anybody ever dreamed.
Well, I said, we're behind you 100%, and please let us know what's going on because the people are going to be calling us all the time, and there's not a problem with that, but we just need to know what's happening so we can advise.
Great.
You have a good evening, Bill.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Oh, how was your vacation?
It was wonderful. I had an opportunity to visit my friend in the military again before he goes away. Learned a lot.
He wouldn't be a tank driver, would he?
Well, no, he wasn't, but we were teaching some guys that were. So that was kind of like, we had some wonderful conversations around by the fire, watching Ranger TV, as it's referred to. Learned an awful lot, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of very worthwhile stuff, and was able to make a difference, talking to some of these young kids that are coming up, explaining to them without getting on a soapbox and causing them to think about things, and
good.
A lot of people on our side in the military. A lot of people.
Yes, I know. I sincerely believe that, I just sincerely believe. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Bill. We'll talk to you later.
Good night. Don't go away, folks. I'll be right back.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
This is Joe in Little Rock, way down the valley.
You call from in around California?
Yeah, long distance.
My. This is Matt. What kind of entertainment you got in that town?
All we've got is you.
How do you even say? The late, great Buddy Holly on the Wolfman Jack Show.
Money too, well, you know you love me, baby. Will you tell me, maybe, that someday we'll all be true? Well, I'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say don't leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die.
Yes, that brings back memories, doesn't it? Wolfman Jack, we're going to hear more of him tonight because I just love him. And every time I get a cut that anywhere that's got him on it, well, it goes in my collection. Well, I told you I'd tell you some of the shenanigans that WWCR is up to, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. You see, I had been promised for 4 years that I would have the first available earlier time slot on WWCR on any one of their three frequencies. They had many early time slots come open. They never notified me, never let me know, never gave me an opportunity to air this broadcast earlier. I was told that if Tom Valentine ever left WWCR for any reason, that I would be the first person that they would call to give me an opportunity to have that time slot. Well, they didn't do it. Not only did they not do it, but when I called them and asked for that time slot and reminded them that they had promised me that time slot for 4 years, if for any reason Tom Valentine ever left the air, they told me that the hour of the time is too controversial on a Christian broadcasting station to put this show any earlier. And George McClinock, the general manager, who is one of the most disgusting people I've ever dealt with in my entire life. It's like going into a grocery store, buying a cartload of groceries, going up to the clerk, and you're paying the clerk, you're paying their salary, you're doing business with them, and the clerk slaps you upside the head and tells you to get out of the store. That's the way it was every time I ever talked to George McClintock. That's the way it is every time he talks to anybody else. He's a rude, obnoxious, disgusting person. and reached the point where I just told Adam Locke, I will never, ever talk to that man again, period. If you have some business to do with me, have somebody else call me. And George McClintock told me on the telephone that there was no way that I would ever get this broadcast in an earlier time slot on WWCR. When he told me that, I called Adam Locke, and I gave Adam Locke 30 days notice, and that was on August the 1st of 1996. I gave Adam Locke 30 days notice, and I said, if I don't get that time slot that you've been promising me from 10 to midnight Eastern, like you've promised for all of this time, then I'm leaving WWCR in 30 days. Well, I was told that there was no way and that they were putting that time up for bid for other broadcasters. And I know that that's the truth because I know many people who they contacted and put it up for bid for. I also told Adam Locke and George McClintock that I was leaving for our conference, which was not going to be held here, and that I would not be here for some period of about 10 days, and that the conference began on August the 19th. So they knew this. So they sent me a fax on August the 19th, knowing that I would not be here, knowing that I would never receive this fax, and here's what they said. Dear Mr. Cooper, since our last conversation of 1st August 1996, I have yet to receive from you a hard copy of your notice of cancellation. Therefore, since you gave it to me verbally on that day and further announced on air 9 August 1996 that you would no longer be utilizing the broadcast facilities of WWCR as of 30 August 1996, I am following up with a letter of understanding, and unless I receive a reply from you within the next 3 days, assume the above date of cancellation is in effect. So they made sure that I would not be here and that I could not answer this and would never see it, in fact, and gave a 3-day notice. And listen to this next paragraph, folks. They're trying to cover their butt against a lawsuit because they know they've screwed up. Here's what it says, and it's a blatant lie. It says, and I quote, "It is our understanding that you have turned down the offer to broadcast from 10 p.m. to midnight Central, Monday through Friday. It is also the understanding of WWCR that you wish to terminate your current broadcast over our station, 11 p.m. to midnight Central, Monday through Friday, as of August 30th, 1996. We will consider you something, something, something. I can't read that line because the fax was blurred. We are in the final boarding stages of a contract for your time slot with someone else." So they were already selling my time slot and had already put it up for sale as early as the 9th of August, ladies and gentlemen, and they were in the process of closing that sale of this time slot on the 19th of August when they sent this fax. And it said, "Finally, should you need a short extension of your cancellation notice, we will accommodate you as airtime permits, but only upon receiving written notice from you regarding your intentions. I have no intention of staying with a broadcast station that lies and manipulates and pulls dirty little dealings like this. And I had no intention, no consideration. I was not even thinking of taking legal action against WWCR until I got this dirty dealing fax with this lie on it that said that they had offered me that time slot and that I had turned it down. That is a barefaced, blatant lie. They never offered me any earlier time slot, any time since I have been with WWCR during the last 4 years. And I have never turned down an earlier time slot because I was never offered one. I have asked for an earlier time slot for 4 years. I was not ever even notified or given an earlier time slot during those 4 years, but I was promised every single time I talked to them that the very first opportunity that came up, I would be the first one that would be given a chance to have it. And if Tom Valentine ever left the air, that time slot would be mine, and I would be the first one that they would call." They lied, ladies and gentlemen, blatantly, consistently, and over again. Now, because they've done this, I am seriously thinking about bringing legal action against WWCR and am talking to an attorney about that right this moment. Now, here's my fax that I sent to WWCR today, because I just found this fax that they sent 19th August today. It was in the fax queue, along with the other couple of hundred faxes that I received while I was gone. So it took me a few days to wade through that stuff and find their fax and find out their little manipulation bullshit attempt. So here's my reply to WWCR, to Adam W. Locke, Sr. Dear Mr. Locke, I have been in attendance at our annual conference in Oklahoma for the period 17 August through 27 August 1996. I just waded through the fax pile and discovered your fax dated 19 August 1996. You make some outrageous statements in your fax. Let me set you straight. WWCR has consistently led me on over the last 4 years, telling me that I would have the first available earlier time slot. WWCR, you told me I would be the first you would call if Valentine ever left WWCR. Those statements turned out to be lies, and I gave you WWCR notice. WWCR never, not ever, never made me an offer to broadcast from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time or any other time. In fact, George McClintock informed me personally that I could not have any earlier time slot because the management considered my broadcast to be controversial. Your statement and your facts to the contrary is just another lie. If you had made such an offer, I would have taken it, as it is exactly what I have wanted, and you, Adam, damn well know it. Because of WWCR's blatant dishonesty and manipulatory tactics, I want absolutely nothing to do with George McClintock or WWCR until management changes. If WWCR gets rid of George McClintock or he leaves of his own accord, you may contact me regarding airing my broadcast on WWCR. Until then, please do not bother. My last broadcast on WWCR will be the night of Friday, August 30th, 1996. I wish you happiness and good fortune. Sincerely, William Cooper, the hour of the time. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Double-dealing, two-faced liars. And I won't stand for it. I have more principle in my little fingernail than those people have in their entire bodies, or even understand, or even know about. And if they offered me 4 hours a night, prime time, from whatever, 8 to midnight Eastern, I wouldn't take it. Simply because of what they have done. And believe me, all you other broadcasters out there, if they've done it to me, they'll do it to you. You see, they wanted my money, or I should say Swiss America Trading's money, and that's why they strung me on, because I told Adam Locke several times that if I did not get an earlier time slot, and if they could not assure me that I would have an earlier time slot, that I would have to go to another shortwave broadcasting station. And they assured me that the very first available time slot that came open would be mine. I consider that to be a verbal contract. And because of this manipulatory fax that they sent on August the 19th, I am now seriously considering taking legal action against WWCR for breach of contract, for lying to me for 4 years, and for pulling a silly, stupid stunt like that. And Adam Locke and George McClintock, if you hadn't sent that fax, I would never have even considered it in my wildest dreams. I'm just not that kind of person. But you want to play dirty? By golly, I can do the same thing.
All right, baby. Here we go with another call out of the stations. Can you dig it?
Answer the phone, dummy.
Thank you, Peter.
You got any more of those secret agent spy scopes?
Yep, right on a stethoscope.
No, secret agent spy scope,
right?
That pulls
in
the moon, the stars, the planets, and satellites, and space.
You must have the wrong number, partner.
If you want to give a jive, bust around, let it
be. Tell me what's wrong.
Oh,
And this is the radio station that has a program called the Antichrist on it, where the host claims that he's the Antichrist, and this worldwide Christian radio station considers the hour of the time to be too controversial. What lying hypocrites. Well, folks, let me go through our setup so that you'll be able to receive the broadcast of the Hour of the Time and rebroadcast it on our new network. We're going to take back the airwaves across this country. We're going to take back the airwaves all across this country, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to do it ourselves. If we're going to meet these kinds of obstacles with the established controlled media and people like George McClintock and other things like that, then we can do it ourselves, and we will do it ourselves, and you need to be a part of it. And to be a part of it, it means that you've got to invest time and effort, and you've got to invest money, and you've got to get in on the ground floor, and you've got to become a part of this network. Now, let me go over the satellite system that we have. And this is the least expensive that we could find, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm giving it to you at my cost, plus $10. And that $10 is simply for handling. And believe me, it really doesn't cover the cost of handling. It's just to offset a little bit what it's going to cost us to do this. You get a SX7, a 7-foot dish. It's Orbitron, which is the very best that there is. You heard what Gary said about it last night. You heard what one of the callers said about it. It's an SX7 dish made by Orbitron. It's the very best, top of the line. And this system, folks, is made for radio stations to receive from satellite broadcasts of any type. But this is going to be specifically for the new network that we're setting up on our satellite, on this satellite and this transponder, this channel right now, and the new one when we move to it. And we're going to be extremely successful. CalAmp 25 degree C-band LNBF, a PanSat BR3500 receiver, all top of the line, excellent equipment. You'll get 100 feet of RG6 coax cable, which should be enough for anybody. You'll get an inclinometer, and we will tell you in the installation instructions, which come with the entire system, what incline to set your dish at so that you'll be able to receive our broadcast. You'll get full installation instructions for this satellite, plus the new satellite when we move to it, plus you'll get coordinates for the satellites, both satellites, for your individual location so that you don't have to mess around trying to figure out exactly where the satellite is and how you're going to point it there. Okay? You get a one-year guarantee during the first 30 days. If something is wrong with your equipment, if you call us, we'll try to work with you over the telephone and make sure that you're not doing something wrong. And if you're not doing anything wrong, we'll give you a return authorization. You send it back to us and we'll replace it for absolutely no cost. After the first 30 days, it's the manufacturer that made the equipment, and the guarantee is 1 year, ladies and gentlemen, and they honor their guarantee. The total price for this entire system, folks, is $485 plus shipping. And the shipping, if you're east of the Rocky Mountains, is $45. If you're west of the Rocky Mountains, it's $60. So it's $485 plus $45 if you're east of the Rockies, and $60 if you're west of the Rockies. So if you're east of the Rockies, and if you're west of the Rockies, you would add $60 to $485 and send it to Harvest. Make your money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970. That's P.O. Box 1970. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, P.O. Box 1970. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 8-5-9-2-5. I'm also going to set up a small a low-power FM transmitter right here in my town, and we're gonna, you know, we're gonna blanket these mountains with low-power FM transmitters. And folks, we expect you to do the same in your cities all across this country. And let me tell you what's going to happen. As people are tuning through the dial, and we'll advertise this as much as we can, but as people are tuning through the dial, and they hit upon a station that tells the truth, you're going to find pretty soon that we're going to capture the majority of the American people are going to be listening to our low-power FM network across this country and the shortwave station when we get on it, and the AM and FM stations that decide to carry our programming. And I imagine that there will be some who will do that, because we're going to hire a person who is just going to do nothing but promote our network to radio stations all across this country. And we're going to make it attractive for them to be successful. If you are an experienced salesperson in the radio field, and you are good at placing programs with broadcasters, you give me a call or fax me at 520-333-5691. That's 520-333-5691, because I'm very interested in talking to you. And I think you're going to be interested in talking to me, because we can form a partnership that can be satisfying for all concerned. We're going to make this work, folks. We're going to do the things that will make it successful. We're not going to do crazy things, and we're not going to do silly things, and it's not going to be for free. If you are a low-power broadcaster or want to be a low-power broadcaster and wish to be a part of this network, write me a letter right now. Right now. Send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. If you already have a low power transmitter and you are already rebroadcasting this broadcast at the hour of the time, let us know your call letters, let us know your city location, and what frequency you're broadcasting on, so that we can add you to our network, and we will send you a letter of authorization to be a member, a part of this network, and you can advertise on your broadcasting a station that you are a part of our network. We don't have a name yet. We will soon. If you would like to be a part of this network, and you are not now, but you already have a satellite dish, send me a letter. We'll send you a list of the best low-power FM transmitters and other equipment that you might need, and prices and where to get them. Write to you right away, and we'll even help you get set up with technical advice if you need it, and you can start broadcasting right away. If you do not have a satellite dish, then you need to order this package that we have put together simply and strictly for radio stations that want to download this broadcast from the satellite and rebroadcast it in your area, are simultaneously broadcast our network as we're broadcasting, then you need to get this satellite system. It's $485 plus $45 if you live east of the Rockies, or $60 if you live west of the Rockies. During the first 30 days, if you have problems, call us. We'll try to help you correct it. If it can't be corrected and it's the fault of the equipment, we'll give you a return authorization. And we'll exchange it for you for free, for nothing. After the first 30 days, there's a one-year guarantee, and you have to go to the manufacturer, and they honor their guarantee. There's no problem with any of that. And at the same time, when you order your satellite system, we will send you the same list of approved low-power FM transmitters and other equipment that you will need to get your station up and operating and on the air. All of these transmitters are well within the limitations set by the FCC. If you want to put an amplifier on it and you want to transmit at a higher power rating, that's up to you, folks. I suggest that you do whatever you need to do to get the broadcast out to the people in your area. And as long as you are not broadcasting over state lines or international borders or over a large body of water where a ship can read can receive your broadcast. That's what's called intrastate, which means within your state, and the federal government has no power or authority to regulate you or bother you or mess with you whatsoever, unless you are broadcasting across a state border, across an international border, or over a large body of water upon which a ship can receive your broadcast, or if you are interfering with any other commercial broadcast using that frequency. So just take care of business and you won't have anything to worry about. Other than that, if you want to put yourself under their authority and limit yourself to their restrictions, you can do that too, and you will still be broadcasting to quite a few people. And you can increase the number of people who listen to your broadcast, even if you stay well within those limitations, simply by regulating the height of your antenna. And the height of your antenna can be, well, if you're going to stay within the rules, I don't think it can be over 60 feet high. But anyway, that's up to you. And let me tell you something, folks. If you're afraid of those people, you already belong to them. You shouldn't be listening to this broadcast. You should not be even involved in anything that's gonna make you even more afraid than what you already are. You're lost. People who are afraid are lost. You are already under control of the enemy. You cannot help us. You can just get yourself and everybody else in trouble because of your fear. Your fear can be manipulated against you and against everybody else who's trying to restore constitutional Republican government to this country, as the Constitution promises us it's supposed to be all the time. I heard old Bill Clinton up there talk about how he believed in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. And for the last 4 years, I have watched him do everything in his power to destroy those documents and everything that they stand for. He's a liar. He's a barefaced liar. And if you really do love the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and all the other great historical documents upon which the law of this nation is founded, put your fear away. Step out on this battlefield. Help us fight this war. And it is a war, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. We did not declare it. They did. Their object is to destroy everything good that's ever been built by humanity up to this point and re-enslave all people in a socialist, totalitarian New World Order. You see, all of these programs that they want to put out that takes care of everybody is a method of making you dependent upon Big Brother. Once you're dependent, you are enslaved. It's a form of euphemistic slavery, but nevertheless, it is slavery. It is only suitable for the very, very weak and the parasites of the world. That's not how humanity was meant to function, and that's not what human beings were meant to be. There must be some risk in everyone's life, or else you cannot be free. So join us in this network. Help us spread this network across the world. In fact, you can receive this broadcast by satellite in Canada, in Mexico. You can receive it when we get on the new satellite, I know, over most of the Atlantic Ocean, most of North, Central, and some of South America. You'll be able to receive it all the way to the Hawaiian Islands and some of the other islands in the Pacific Ocean. And so we can at least cover a good portion of this world. And I think that it's absolutely necessary that we do it. I think it's necessary that we take the airwaves back. I think it's necessary that we broadcast the truth to the world. I think it's absolutely necessary that we have our own network so that information cannot be controlled or manipulated or broadcast, be stuck at very late hours so that people are not able to listen to it because they have to get up and go to work the next day. And so that we cannot be told what we can broadcast and what we cannot. And so that we cannot be kept off the air. And so that our stations cannot be purchased and changed to some sports or music format. So, if you want to be a part of this and you already have a satellite dish, write me a letter. We'll send you the list of approved FM transmitters and other equipment that you'll need to set up your broadcasting studio. We'll even help you and tell you how to build your antenna or where to get one that's already built. We'll do everything possible to help you be a success. We will furnish also, if you don't have a satellite receiving system, a complete system at the lowest price available anywhere, $485 plus $45 if you live east of the Rockies, $60 if you live west of the Rockies. In the first 30 days, if you have a problem, we'll try to help you work through it over the telephone. If we can't and we determine that it's the fault of the equipment, we'll exchange it for you right away. No problem. Won't cost you a penny. Okay? And after that, there's a one-year guarantee furnished by the manufacturer. They will honor it. And we will send you, along with your order, the complete list of low-power FM transmitters and other equipment that you will need to make your station a success. We will also send you a letter stating that you are a part of the network, and as long as you are a part of the network, whatever programming you carry that is ours, you can say that that's, you know, our network. If you provide your own programming as part of the day, then you cannot say that that's part of the network, because it won't be. We want you, and we hope you will, although you don't have to, we hope that you will carry our program 24 hours a day, because eventually we're going to have 24-hour-a-day programming right around the clock if we can get enough broadcasters to fill all of those time slots. If we can't, we'll at least broadcast from way early in the morning until way late at night and do our very best to provide as much quality, documented, sourced, good, wonderful broadcasting that you won't be able to get anywhere else. And you have my word on that, folks. I hope that you will get off your behinds and become a part of this. I think it's I think you're going to become empowered when you do. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. I think that some of you who have always been shy about public speaking and things like that are going to find that it's easier than you thought, and you're going to find yourself blossoming. You're going to come out, and you're going to develop a radio voice, and you're going to start talking to the world, your little world, right there. And you'll be able to broadcast with under optimum conditions with these transmitters. You should be able to reach out anywhere from 1 to 5 mile radius of your broadcasting station, and sometimes as far as 6 miles. And if you want to put it, jack up the power a little bit, you may be able to go out a lot farther than that. But remember, don't go crazy. We don't want you to go crazy. We just want you to provide a broadcasting station over which this network can be aired. And we want you to have fun doing it. And we want you to know that you're a part of the effort to take America back. You know, I heard all this talk about family values and what Clinton's going to do for America in the next 4 years and for the world. And I, you know, it's just like Dole did. He got up and lied. He got up and lied for an hour. And he's not going to do any of it, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to do what he's always done. He's going to subvert and destroy the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights. He's going to subjugate Americans to a status of third world standard of living. Oh, yes.
He is going to do that. He's going to take America down, and he's going to make it a part of a new world, socialist, totalitarian government. That's his goal, and that's the truth that he did not tell you tonight. That's what Bill and Hillary Clinton are really all about. They are dyed-in-the-wool, 100% Marxist, socialist, subversives. And that's not conjecture. It's been documented by many people across this country. Thoroughly documented. For instance, did you know that Hillary Clinton has donated money most of her adult life to socialist organizations that actually do practice terrorism? Were you aware of that? Were you aware that Bill Clinton was in Moscow at a time when it was against the law for American citizens to go to Moscow, learning how to be a good little socialist? Did you hear him tonight tell you that he was preparing our children for the dawn? For the dawn? For the dawn? For the dawn? He talked about, as we saw the sun set, he was preparing the children of the future for the dawn. If you listen to this broadcast over the last 4 years, or even for the last two, you know what he's talking about. He's talking about the death of the old order and the birth of the new. The golden dawn. The new world order, ladies and gentlemen. And he says it in a way that makes the sheeple get up and cheer because it sounds so wonderful. But the adepts, the initiated, those grounded in the meaning of the symbology, heard a different meaning, the real meaning. The death of the old order, the birth of the new. Isn't that what he's talking about when he talks about building a bridge to the 21st century? Nobody, folks, wants to back away from the future. And nobody wants to go back into the past. The only thing we want is the ultimate achievement of all humankind. The freedom that is our birthright. The freedom that was given to us in the Constitution for the United States of America. The Republican form of government which it guarantees to all Americans. The Bill of Rights which protect our Creator-endowed rights and which every man and woman are born with. The opportunity to excel, to rise and fall on our own efforts. And for our local communities, our local counties, and our local states to provide the cushion for those who deserve it and who need it should they fail. Not a big, powerful, big brother, police state, federal, socialist democracy. What utter bullshit. This was begun as a republic. It is meant to be a republic. Human beings are meant to live in freedom, responsible for their own actions, and not in any form of slavery, euphemistic or otherwise. And it has always been the goal and the mission of this broadcast to bring you the message, the truth, the reality of what is happening, not rumors, not the crap that is perpetuated over the so-called Patriot Facts Network, not the lies and disinformation that many Trojan horse broadcasters spend so much time insulting your ears with. Not the sheeple pablum that you get from the establishment-controlled media. Not the Antichrist broadcast carried by a lying, hypocritical, worldwide Christian broadcasting station. What a joke. You've never been misled by the hour of the time, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you don't want to rebroadcast this program, I strongly urge you to purchase this satellite system so that you can at least listen to it. And not just to this broadcast, but the other fine broadcasted programs that we are going to put on this network. And on the same satellite, there will be another Patriot Network which you will be able to listen to also, which will be programmed into your receiver when you get it. So you'll have a choice of listening to this network and one other. And there'll be times when maybe there might be a program that you'd rather listen to on that other network. And if that's so, I hope that you will do it. So, send for the satellite system. Even if you don't want to rebroadcast this program, you get an SX7 7-foot Orbitron dish, the best made, CalAmp 25 degree C-band LNBF, a Pansat BR3500 receiver, 100 feet of RG6 coaxial cable, an inclinometer, complete installation instructions for both satellites, coordinates for your individual location so you'll know where to aim your dish at the satellite, and we'll be happy to give you technical instructions on how to set up your dish and your equipment and get it working. It's $485 plus $45 if you're east of the Rockies, and $60 if you're west of the Rockies. During the first 30 days, you call us with your problems, and we'll try to work it through with you. If we find out that it's the fault of the equipment, we'll exchange it for you for nothing. And after the first 30 days, well, I say nothing. You'll have to pay to ship it back to us, and we'll pay to ship you the new unit. So basically, it cancels itself out. After that, it's a one-year guarantee by the factory that made the equipment, and they, of course, will honor their guarantee. Now, folks, tomorrow night is the last broadcast of the Hour of the Time on WWCR. And I want to tell you right now, I didn't have to leave WWCR. I could have stayed in this time slot. But I can't stay with a radio station that has blatantly lied to me and led me on and pulled such shenanigans as that fax that they sent to me on August the 19th. I can't do it, and I won't. We must have principles. We must work toward ideals. We must be willing to die for those principles and ideals. If we're not, then we're nobody. If we're not, we will never be anybody. If we're not, then we're just a bunch of hypocrites, and all of this discussion about patriots and about the Constitution, about returning Republican government, is just a bunch of babble from a bunch of children. And I won't be a part of that. At all. We're going to build a network that nobody can tamper with, that nobody can control, that nobody can mess with, and that will deliver the truth to the American people. To do that, we need your help. We need your help now, and we're going to need it for as long as you can possibly give it. We need you to become a part of this. To take the airwaves back and to be able to deliver the truth to the American people, we must have our own system of broadcasting stations across this country, because there is no other way to do it. And you all know that. If you're not a part of this, I don't ever want to hear out of your mouth how the media lies to you, how the media misinforms you, how the media manipulates you, how you wish they'd tell the truth, because you have an opportunity to be a part of a media that will tell the truth, that will not lie to the American people, that will not manipulate the American people. And that is a significant event in the history of the world. You can be a part of it. And I hope that you will. Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's Harvest. P.O. Box 1970. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Tomorrow night's our last night broadcasting on shortwave. All of you listening to this broadcast on satellite will be able to still receive us on satellite, but beginning Monday, we will be broadcasting 2 hours earlier. In other words, it will be 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Central, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless each and every single one of you.
First of all,
hello. I'm 13. How old are you?
I'm only 14.
Oh, boy, I love you, my friend.
For a while, in your heart.
Hello?
Cooper.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that they stepped all over you the last half hour.
Who stepped all over me?
I don't know. You couldn't. Over here in Maryland, I couldn't hear anything the last half hour. It was just like somebody was turning screws and blowing whistles. And odd thing is, the 3.210 and 2.390 is clear as a bell. So
well,
I don't know.
Why are you telling me?
Because I don't know if WWCR was screwing over you or not.
Why don't you call them? There's not a damn thing I can do about it.
Well, I just thought you'd like to know, Cooper.
It doesn't do me any good to know. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well,
I'm doing the best that I can do.
Well, just thought I was helping you out.
Well, call WWCR. That's how you can help out.
See ya.